Thunderbay. Next year's Thunderbay hosted Ontario Winter Games may still be over 8 months away. But preparations are already kicking into high gear for an event expected to generate considerable enthusiasm as it welcomes thousands of young athletes to the city. Organizers unveiled event branding and a presenting sponsor for the Games at a press conference outside City Hall on Wednesday, filling in a significant piece of a multi-million-dollar fundraising puzzle for what is Ontario's largest multi-sport event. The event marked the kickoff of a larger promotional campaign to build excitement locally for the Games, said organizing committee co-chair Barry Stribe. Stribe called the event an exciting chance for residents to see the top athletes of tomorrow in action and competing at a high level. As much as we've got a lot of people coming into our community from across Ontario, we definitely want to get the citizens of our community involved too. You know, show up at the venues, cheer on the athletes, and just be a part of the spirit and the enthusiasm, he said. We know Thunder Bay is really good at that. Our hospitality is second to none, as far as I'm concerned. Thunder Bay was selected last year to host the 2024 Games, which feature athletes aged 12 to 18 competing in close to 30 sports, from alpine skiing and speed skating to artistic swimming and wheelchair basketball. The event's return comes exactly 50 years after Thunder Bay's last hosting effort in 1974. It's expected to bring 2,200 athletes, coaches, and officials to the city, in addition to supporters like family members. Organizers have touted not only the excitement that will generate, but also a local economic impact pegged at roughly $6 million. It's always a big deal for our community to host a major event like this, said Stribe. In Ontario, we're considered a smaller community, but it's amazing how we can rise up to the challenge and present ourselves like we're not a small community. The Games are also expected to leave at least a modest infrastructure legacy, such as planned accessibility improvements at the Fort William Gardens to meet the event's technical requirements. The February event may still register as distant, but Stribe said organizers are already in the midst of nailing down key details like competition venues, accommodations, transportation, and food. Games coordinator Matthew Lawrence said once those priorities are taken care of, organizers will focus on details like planning the opening ceremonies and other social events, which he said can define the experience for athletes and audience alike. Those things that happen after hours, those little touches that make the Games feel special, the large opening ceremonies athletes might not normally get. We're hoping to make that very special, he said. Concerns over hotel and transportation capacity led the city to stage the event over two waves, from February 16 to 19, and February 23 to 26. Hotel capacity had been a concern that helped inspire the decision to host the Games over 2 weeks. Making the Games a reality takes a big lift from local volunteers. The city has already filled a 30-person organizing committee, with 18 subcommittees handling hosting details. It's expected up to 1,000 volunteers will be needed during the event itself, with organizers planning to launch a call for volunteers after the summer. The announcement Wednesday of Hydro One as the Games' presenting sponsor, with a $100,000 contribution, gets organizers closer to their fundraising goals. The province has committed $1.5 million, while the city chipped in $200,000. Organizers are continuing to seek corporate sponsorships and in-kind donations, while registration fees will also help cover costs. Hydro One Vice President of Marketing and Communications Jay Armitage said attending previous Games in Orillia had shown her the impact the event can have on host communities. Showing up there, to see the energy and the passion and excitement, and thousands of people come in to be excited to compete, is such an incredible thing to witness and be a part of, she said. It's a real opportunity for Thunder Bay to showcase the region, the beauty and the vibrancy. The event's website, tbaygames2024.ca, where information on the event and how to get involved as a sponsor or volunteer, was also launched on Wednesday.